Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. We got Preds Pick the Click coming up later this hour at 8:45. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. You'll have your opportunity to participate coming up a little bit later. Predators taking on the Detroit Red Wings tonight. And going for another win on the road against Detroit. So we'll have that opportunity later this hour at 8:45. Hal Gill joining us at 9:30 as well.
Also a cue to call this hour for a pair of tickets to Saturday night's game against the Lightning.
Yes.
A big one.
That is a big one. The Tampa Bay Lightning coming to town on Saturday. Big weekend set coming up for the Predators as well. So make sure you're listening for your cue to call this hour as well for your chance to go watch the Predators take on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
By the way, real quick on that schedule. So it's Tampa Bay Saturday, Dallas coming in Sunday, Tampa Bay two. Was it Tampa Bay Saturday and Tuesday? And then the Dallas is a makeup game, is that right?
It was originally going to be Tampa Bay Saturday and Monday.
Okay.
Yep. But then with some of the reshuffling, they put Dallas on Sunday and moved Tampa to Tuesday.
Yep. That makes sense. I was like, that would be strange for it to be originally Saturday, Tuesday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the information.
Let's go quickly to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says, of course everybody is wrong some, but when I tally it, Joe is right about twice as often as Jared. So Ben, keeping tally.
Are you kidding me, Ben? Twice?
You're twice
as... It's like eight times. Twice. You such disrespect, Ben. I'm just kidding, but thank you. Stillman wants a takeoff. He does not want that smoke.
He does not.
But, okay, so let me just throw this in. So earlier we're talking about Schwartz, right? We're talking about the system. Yes. Did I say at any point, I'm going to ask both of you this, did I say at any point that there's no difference between a 3-4 and a 4-3?
No, you did not.
Okay. So Jared, after his three push-ups, after he woke up, here's his text. Floyd would rip your bleep for that take, okay? And I said, what take? The 3-4 and 4-3 scheme differences don't matter. When did I say that? Did I say that?
I don't think so.
I mean, if I'm going to have a
take-off. I think what you said was Jim Schwartz is probably smart enough to, if he was required to call Mike Vrabel's defense, even though it's a 3-4, he could probably handle it.
Right. Like, no one is suggesting that if this fantasy, you know, Shane Bowen gets fired a month into the season and Schwartz takes over scenario took place, which would be Mike Vrabel saying, by the way, I don't know anything about football, by the way, and isn't going to happen. But if it did happen, no one is saying that then Schwartz is going to say, all right, guys, we're running a 4-3. I mean, you've drafted an entire defense to play in this system.
Correct.
So I know that there's a difference. The point, the only thing I said was, you know, when it comes down to it, we are talking about, like, in one offseason, can you switch from a 3-4 to a 4-3 or back and forth? Of course you can. I mean, we're talking about 11 adults running around a field trying to tackle the guy with the football. You know, sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Ben adds to this on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, I texted that yesterday on his show, and he wants stats. I'll put together a YouTube clip and post it to y'all's Twitters. Out of 137 disagreements, Joe has been right 83 times. There is precision involved here. I like this.
Wait. So he's just throwing this out.
I don't know. Maybe he's not.
All right. First of all, I'm a little bit afraid of you now, Ben. I appreciate it. I fear you a bit. May need to go witness protection on this soon. But
so he's keeping a scoreboard, 83 to 54.
Is it really that low? Come on. That's
still a pretty healthy margin.
Well, sure, but
I know.
I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about that margin. I think it should be like 8-1.
That's still like Gonzaga beating Pepperdine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Okay.
Let's go back.
Thank you, Ben, I think.
Back to the text
Thank
line.
You, Ben, and I'm sure you're a very nice person.
Driven by WilsonCountyHunting.com. Paul text in, Joe versus Jared in the weight room. Joe could do bench press, and Jared could stick with the elliptical. You think you could bench? When's the last time you did some bench press?
I mean, long time. I used to be a pretty decent bench presser for my arm length. My arm length is a problem with the bench press.
Yeah. It's like Kevin Durant.
Exactly. But, yeah, right now, I don't know. It probably wouldn't go all that well. Nor would push-ups.
I'd pay to see it.
I will take Jared on in any sporting event, okay?
Okay.
I don't need the weight room stuff. I mean, we did the BP the other day, and I've got, like, my left back leg is weirdly sore.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really make sense, but it's got to be from that. But in any sporting event, any sport that Jared wants to name, I'm there. Badminton, pickleball.
I meant to ask you this yesterday. Do you feel any differently about your take that Chase McCabe would do well in the 40-yard dash against Darren McFarland now that you've seen him attempt to be athletic?
Yeah. That would be one of my bad ones. Did Jared take Darren?
I don't know.
I mean, because then I would give Jared the W on that one if he did.
But they haven't run the 40 yet.
Yeah.
Well, that is still to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't have a decisive conclusion on that take.
We've got to watch it.
Yeah, but don't you kind of feel...
Oh, I feel very... I told you this at
you
the time.
You told me at the time.
Yes, you need to be very careful with this.
See, I didn't have enough information. Yes.
I think I agreed with you, Joe.
Did you?
You did. Actually.
I don't know what you were thinking.
So do you still? I mean, the thing
it
with Darren is...
It depends on whether he runs, because he is fearful that he's going to blow out his knee.
You're talking about Darren?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, that's kind of the way I was going.
See, I'm fearful Chase is going to blow out his knee.
Well, Chase can't run.
I know.
Like, the question is whether Darren will run. Chase can't run.
Right.
But the way, I would guess that with all this attention on it and everything.
Scoot.
Scooting along the 40-yard scoot.
See, I would think that Darren would probably step up to this and risk injury because we're all talking about it.
Well,
right?
Like,
if they were in the parking lot, he might.
A light jog.
Would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a light jog from Darren versus Chase going all out, I think Darren would still win.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
So, again, sometimes these takes, you want to be informed in your takes, right?
Right.
You want to have information, not just throw stuff at the wall. And the more and more you watch Chase do things on various athletic fields, the more information that can be useful to you.
I can't wait for the YouTube video of Chase and all the athletic things that he has tried over the years. Can't wait for that video.
Is this being compiled?
Well, we have enough right now.
Oh, I know.
To compile something.
Right.
You said you have video of him playing darts?
Attempting to throw darts, yes.
How bad could you be at playing darts?
Well,
and you
Chase answers that question, and he can't hit the board. I have to show this to you.
Does this surprise you? Did you see him the other day in the cage?
But darts. I mean, you just do this. What?
It's bad, man.
Okay.
It's bad.
We're gonna find something he can do.
That's right.
Can he do anything?
Well, there's gotta be something. This has become just a trash. I think we should be trashing Jared more and Chase less.
That's
okay.
Right.
Let's keep our eye on the ball.
When we come back, we will actually get into the Deshaun Watson conversation. That was the plan for this segment, and then it quickly went off the rails. We'll do that coming up next. 102.5 The Game is kicking off every weekend with free beer.
Free beer!
And who doesn't love free beer? Make sure you're tuning in all day on Friday for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall. We are just one day away from another outstanding trivia question from Ryan Porth at 9:45 tomorrow. So make sure that you're tuned in for that.
It'll be related to the Masters.
It will be. You can hear Ryan Porth's Masters voice a little bit later today as well.
It's going to be fascinating. We have a leaderboard update at 9:50.
We do. It's going to be fascinating. So make sure you're tuned in for that as well. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth are with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, it continues to be bad news for Deshaun Watson on the front of the sexual misconduct allegations that have piled up. I think the last count I saw was at 22 at this point. So continues to be more and more civil cases that are filed. And as we talked about earlier this week with Charles Robinson, one report that the Houston Police Department is looking into a complaint against him as well. And then news coming out also that some endorsements going by the wayside for Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson as well. Nike has suspended their endorsement of Deshaun Watson. Apple's Beats by Dre has also said that it terminated its endorsement deal with Watson. So companies now responding publicly and distancing themselves from Deshaun Watson as this process continues to play out here. Does the fact that these companies are now doing this and distancing themselves from Deshaun Watson kind of tell you away anything about how this could be going, or is it simply just, hey, if we continue to remain associated with this guy, this is a really bad look for our company?
Yeah, I think, you know, and you see this when something things like this happen, it's like it's a very much a domino thing. Like as soon as one decides, and I don't remember, was Nike the first?
I believe so.
Yeah, and that, obviously that's a big one. So as soon as one decides, then everybody else affiliate is like, okay, so what do we look like now,
right,
when we don't do anything, right? So that's, I mean, I think that's a predictable outcome here. You know, you had two women now who have put their names out there, which, yep. I tell you what, it's that's a tough proposition in yep. this world to put yourself out there like that. And I mean, it's pretty clearly a response to some of the people saying, oh, you're going to stay anonymous and people are just piling on here and trying to get money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, anybody who watched, you know, Ashley Solis in particular talk about this, man, that was pretty heartfelt and tough to watch.
Yep.
And it's hard for me to watch that and imagine anyone just saying, ah, this is a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
So I think that was another thing that, you know, that hurts him. And it took courage on her part. And Laura Baxley was the other woman, too, who of these women who have decided to allow their identities to be known. Again, there's a lot of trolls out there and worse. These are some developments that, you know, make it look worse and worse for him. And then you wonder, what's the NFL's next move? Does the NFL have a move in mind here?
That's to me where my mind has kind of gone here. Like, what's the next step for the NFL? Because we've talked about the civil cases and they continue to pile up. Now the Houston Police Department looking into a complaint against Deshaun Watson, and we don't know the specifics of the complaint that was filed against him, but you would have to think it's related to this in some regard. So that's on the table now as well from the police department side of things. You would think at some point, like the NFL, they're going to have to do something. Like, they're going to have to put him on the commissioner's list, or something's going to have to take place with Deshaun Watson relatively soon. And, you know, look, it's been, you know, interesting to see how this has transpired from this perspective, because I think when it first happened, I mean, Deshaun Watson and his attorneys, they were so quick to come out in defense of this, of, I'm going to clear my name, and this is people trying to get money out of this. And all of a sudden, these cases continue to pile up and pile up and pile up. And it's just, you leave an open mind, because obviously I'm not privy to the facts. None of us are privy to the facts. So you leave an open mind to try to react as more information becomes available. But it's becoming very increasingly difficult for me to believe that, you know, 22 people have put together a case now and there's just nothing to it, and this is all some takedown attempt on Deshaun Watson to try to get money out of it. Maybe we're wrong. I don't know. That's why I say you got to leave an open mind, but this is not looking good for Deshaun Watson, and quite frankly, it looks worse and worse by the day.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's two-dimensional at first, and now it's been backed up with names. And again, I think the Sports Illustrated piece that we've talked about previously, I think that was a big moment. We've talked about contemporaneous reporting, which again is, you know, information, people talking to other people in their life about what happened at the time that can now be gone back and brought up to show this isn't just someone saying, you know, everything's fine and, oh, now I'm going to jump in this lawsuit. You know, there's there's evidence that has been gathered here that, you know, these people reacted on the day of these situations, these alleged situations. So, I mean, the NFL has, they could use the exempt list in the offseason. The NFL, look, like Roethlisberger's thing several years ago, he was accused of sexual assault. He was never charged. He got suspended 6 games. Yep. So, I mean, there's a precedent for this. And I think when you get to the point of companies dropping Deshaun Watson, I think in terms of perception for the league, to me, that also should be a little bit of a push to Roger Goodell to show that you're taking this seriously. I think what we've had like a little bit of a statement from him about how they're disturbed by it, and that's about it. I think we're getting to the point where they should do something, and it doesn't mean you're guilty until proven innocent or anything like that, but it means that you're taking this seriously. Everything can go on pause on the football side of things until this is all worked out. And then, you know, we can also all stop talking about the trade stuff and all that stuff. You know, that's all back burner now anyway. I mean, nothing's going to happen with him.
No, we had Charles Robinson on from Yahoo Sports earlier this week to talk about that and where that stands right now with all of this going on surrounding Deshaun Watson. Here's what Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports had to say.
You know, Watson's camp really wants people to believe that Miami is absolutely still an option out there, but I truly believe there are no longer any options. I think that I thought that Deshaun Watson, that had it, this was it. He was done. He was never going to play for Houston again. I still think there's a likelihood he doesn't play for Houston again, but I don't think it's because he's on another team necessarily immediately. I think this is going to develop to the point where the league has to do something. And I would forecast it, unless something fundamentally changes between now and the beginning of the season, in terms of someone has to come out, the police department has to come out and say, hey, we found no merit in the criminal investigation, or the league's own investigation does not find anything, I think Roger Goodell is going to be compelled to take Deshaun Watson and put him on the commissioner's exempt list and just say, hey, we have to sort out what's going on here in terms of not only this litigation, but in particular, if the Houston Police Department hasn't concluded this, we got to sit you down and figure this out first. And so it's basically just paid leave until some of this hashes itself out. For the Texans to come out and say, we're sort of in wait and see mode too, is a big deal. I mean, that just happened yesterday, and if they're in wait-and-see mode, this is completely and 100% unresolved, and I just don't see an NFL team giving up the assets for Deshaun Watson to take that on.
That was Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports, who joins us every Tuesday here on the program at 9 o'clock. And, look, I think he's right. I mean, at this point, you'd be insane if you're an NFL team to try to make a trade for this. Like, and I think he's right from this standpoint. Like, I don't think he's far away from getting put on the NFL commissioner's list. Like, you've got to, at some point, to as you said, take action on this if you're Roger Goodell in the NFL and try to let this process work itself out. And if you get through it with your investigation and the police investigation and nothing comes from it, then you can react accordingly after that. But I would say at this point, I mean, his future this year, I don't really see any way that he's on the field this year, depending on, I guess, how quickly this gets resolved. But as you hear Charles talk and as you hear other people talk about this throughout the league, it doesn't sound like there's going to be any sort of quick resolution on this whatsoever.
Right. I mean, there's obviously two different things now. The civil aspect of this could, in theory.
Sure.
And then I don't know. I don't know what the criminal side of this, I have no idea. So, I mean, in theory, it doesn't have to be dragging on and on and on, but I mean, if the NFL did this, it's not like if everything goes Watson's way and he's cleared, it's not like they've ruined his career or anything like this. I mean, to me, it's just sensible action at this point. There will be some people who will scream, people who are looking at this and saying, oh, this is all, you know, a witch hunt or whatever, people in his camp who will be upset if they do. But I think at this point, they're past time, and it's a sensible move. And again, it doesn't, I mean, you know, there's still stuff to find out. It is not guilty until proven innocent. It's just a league looking at something that's very serious and, I think, making the right call.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jim texts in, on Watson, kind of a common sense check. Doesn't it seem odd to have used so many different women for a massage? That'd be like going to a different barber every month. I think most people would find someone that they like and go back to them, especially a high-profile athlete who wanted to protect their privacy.
Yeah. I mean, that's circumstantial, but absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things I thought looking at this, like, gosh. I mean, if it's, yeah, are you just trying to find the perfect massage here, or what are you doing? Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot to these things, if you read about them, that are troubling.
Yeah, and there's a pattern to it that's troubling as well. So it seems like there's more information that comes out on this every single day, and we'll continue to follow it. And as you said, Joe, I don't think we're that far away from the NFL probably having to take action on this now, especially since Nike and some other companies have decided to take action on it as well. When we come back, it was a big day yesterday for Jerry Stackhouse and Vanderbilt men's basketball. Are we seeing a trend towards the upward for Vanderbilt athletics as a whole? We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. You can add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. They've got a simple-to-use app, great odds on different betting markets, fun bet types like the same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. You've also got the opportunity to win big on FanDuel. That same-game parlay, you can win a lot of money if you put together the right stuff. Live betting on every game, odds boost and specials. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Just any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting on? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code ROB so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have Preds Pick to Click brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka coming up at 8:45, so you'll have your opportunity to participate in that. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Joe, it was a good day yesterday for Vanderbilt and Jerry Stackhouse and his recruiting. A 4-star and a 5-star recruit committing last night. Noah Shelby, a 4-star guard, and Lee Dort, a 5-star, committing to Vanderbilt on Twitter last night, the class of 2022. So not going to be a part of the team this year, but will be next season. That's pretty strong back-to-back commitment there. Now, they had previously said that wherever they went, they would be playing together and they would be committing together. And I believe that right now, Shelby's father is serving as Dort's legal guardian throughout all this in high school. So Dort originally from Haiti coming, and now he's, living with the Shelby family. Those two players deciding to commit to Vanderbilt last night. Pretty good haul for Jerry Stackhouse on the recruiting trail. That's his first 5-star commitment in Lee Dort, and Vanderbilt's first 5-star since Darius Garland in 2018. And I think I'm missing a guy in there too that I'll have to go back and find in the story. But regardless, a huge haul last night for Jerry Stackhouse on the recruiting trail. And Joe, there has been a narrative out there. Jerry Stackhouse can't recruit, doesn't have much interest in recruiting. That's a tough blow to that argument last night.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a big deal. It's the biggest recruiting day for this program since Darius Garland committed. I actually remember that day very well because Vanderbilt got thumped at Belmont that night. And after the game, after the press conferences, Bryce Drew was the happiest dude in the world.
I bet he was.
Still floating, talking about – but Darius Garland – as we're starting to see in the NBA now, by the way, was quite a get. That's still for me like a painful. That would have been a fun year to watch Darius Garland play for the whole year for Vanderbilt. But regardless, this is the biggest day since then. Of course, later Bryce Drew added Simi Chatu.
Yep.
And Lee Dort is the highest rated big since then, but really one of the highest rated bigs Vanderbilt's ever gotten. So you have this kind of double score. You beat out You're always careful on the, you know, on the who did you beat out, because there's offers and there's committable offers.
Right.
But Kansas, but by all accounts, Kansas, Baylor, Arizona, Auburn, these were the finalists. These schools offered. And like you said, I mean, I think like Shelby is a good prospect. Dort is the
elite,
is the prize, you know, that probably for all these top programs in there, I would assume we're more interested in Dort than Shelby, just, you know, based on the, you don't want to put too much into rankings, but I mean, you 6'9", 240 in high school and can play like he can play, and this is exactly what Vanderbilt needs. Now, it's not coming until 2022, but that's a big deal. And yes, the whole Stackhouse, whether he can or whether he doesn't like it or, you know, doesn't want to put in the time, whatever the case may be, I don't think you pull something like this off unless you're putting in some time and you are prioritizing recruiting. So it's a big deal.
And this coming from the Vanderbilt Hustler, that at least 14 offers or scholarship offers weighed by Dort before committing to Vanderbilt. So a big get for Jerry Stackhouse and the Vanderbilt men's basketball team. I mean, there's been a lot of good news for Vanderbilt athletics as of late. Obviously, the $300 million plan that was announced. Now some positive news on the recruiting trail as well. I think some good excitement around Clark Lee and what it could look like as he continues to build the program coming into his first year on the football side of things. We talked about Stephanie White being let go the other day by Vanderbilt as well. So lots of activity as of late in the Vanderbilt athletics department. Does it feel like, from your vantage point, things are starting to trend up? And if so, how much do you think the new commitment to the facilities and the announcement that they made has to do with this and the uptick we're starting to see in fan excitement? Like, I know some Vanderbilt fans that were just over the moon about this last night when it was announced that these two recruits were coming to Vanderbilt. And, you know, whether that's because of apathy from the athletic department or not believing in Jerry Stackhouse as of yet or not thinking that he has paid enough attention or put enough time in on the recruiting trail, there just hasn't really been a whole lot of excitement around Jerry Stackhouse from the Vanderbilt fans that I've been around as of late. So it feels like it's a much different vibe right now at Vanderbilt.
Well, first of all, I think that the super basketball nut Vanderbilt fans I know have been higher on him than the more casual basketball fans.
I would agree. Again,
like, there's a lot of good stuff that has happened on the court. The record's 20 and 37. It is what it is, but like, there's been some good signs. And look, the whole, like, doesn't like recruiting, honestly, from what I can gather, that goes back to, like, a conversation in his first summer here that has been turned into, you know, this narrative that some people want to hold on to. Or, you know, people see him at the golf course, so apparently you're not allowed to have any free time. You know, we've talked about that before. You're not allowed to have any free time. You must always be breaking down film or calling recruits. But I think it was already overblown. Still, though, you got to show results. Like, can you beat out a good coach, a good program for a recruit? So here's evidence of that. This is quite a week for Vanderbilt basketball. I wrote about both these programs in The Athletic today because, of course, Stephanie White has been fired. Now Candace Lee is trying to find a new coach. It's been the worst 5 years in the history of both those programs together, last 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I get here. I'm all excited to watch some good Vandy hoops.
I'm still convinced it may be the Rex Road curse.
I mean, it's two of the first things that happened when I got here 5 years ago were the press conferences to introduce Bryce Drew and Stephanie White. And there was so much excitement. Kevin Stallings, it had been fading. Melanie Balcom, it had been fading. Bringing these two young coaches with all this promise. They were both Indiana hero basketball players growing up. And it's been the worst half decade in both programs' histories. So I believe that there's some correlation between years and years of not investing and then it kind of catching up with you. I think that's got to be some of this, right?
Yeah.
Although he did get Darius Garland, and Stephanie White brought in some good players. She had too many players who left for whatever, you know, for various reasons. But I do think that that's part of it. So now it's a chance for them to get out of this. You know, I mean, Stackhouse, what this does for Stackhouse next year is it's like Bryce Drew's second year. They had a bad season, but everybody was just like, well, Darius Garland's coming next year, whatever.
Exactly.
Shit, two and Garland. So next year, I think he's got to start winning, and he should. If he has Pippen and Dessou back, I think they will. They might also get Minnesota big man Liam Robbins, by the way, center, 7-footer. his uncle, this is according to Ryan James of Gopher Illustrated, you know, that Minnesota associate head coach Ed Conroy likely headed here to fill a spot on the staff. And he is the uncle of Liam Robbins. And Ed Conroy is a good coach. He's got a good reputation as a recruiter and a coach. So they might have immediate help up front next year too. But regardless, now you have this, okay, the future. If you didn't have recruiting scores, people are freaking out, right? Now it's like, okay, well, like he's got some things going. Meanwhile, huge hire here for Candace Lee on the women's basketball front.
Did you say Gopher Illustrated?
I did say Gopher That's Illustrated. Awesome. That is the 24/7 sports. And this is, I'm reading Robbie Weinstein's story at 24/7 Sports, but he, yes, gives the credit to Gopher Illustrated. Yes. This is not like Caddyshack.
I was about to say.
Gopher Illustrated.
I thought that was going to be like, you know, the magazine of Caddyshack.
Kill the Gophers? We can't kill the Gophers.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John from Clarksville texts in, what I just heard is Rex Road came to town and Vanderbilt basketball went immediately down the toilet.
I know. I mean, Tennessee football, of course, they were already.
I was about to say.
They were circling the drain already.
That wasn't you.
But, I mean, the Titans were 5-27 before I got here. And they've been
pretty good.
I have good effect on some teams.
The Preds had never won a game seven. Yeah. Before you came here.
That was almost immediate.
Gone to the Cup Final. Wasn't that the first event you covered?
The first day, yeah. HR day, take my picture day, was game six.
Yeah.
And they win, and they're like, you wanna go cover game seven? Yeah, I'll go over there with Vingan. Who's this weird Vingan dude? Let's go have some beers. They won game seven, and I love you, Vingan. And there you go. So yeah, for whatever reason, Vanderbilt basketball has just – responded poorly to me.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them to be better. Be better. I think they can be. I think big hired. Jared has endorsed someone.
Oh, really?
Stephanie Norman.
Okay.
Louisville associate head coach. As we know, Jared was a manager for that program. But I mean, she coached at Vanderbilt. She was in among the five candidates I listed. I listed a starting five today at theathletic.com. Wow. And she is one of them. And I will say that Jared influenced me on that.
There you go.
Jared, so there you go. It's not all arguing and bickering.
Add it to the tally, Ben.
Everybody else is a head coach.
It's time for a Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Red Wings tonight. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. With your opportunity to guess the goal score for tonight's game for the Predators, if you get it right, you'll win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game. Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
It is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka here on Robbie and Rex Road. Got an intriguing competition today. The Predators taking on the Red Wings. I will say, before we get into Preds Pick to Click, you know how headline writers sometimes at newspapers, they've got trouble like connecting the dots and maybe two things. The headline can have two different meanings.
Oh, I've had some doozies.
Oh, I bet you have. Ryan Porth, a doozy a minute ago on the headline on the streaming that you saw on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch said, Fandy Hoops lands two star recruits.
Real nice. Real nice.
Actually, a five-star and a four-star. I hear what you're saying, though.
So, in Michigan, there's this thing they call the blue wall, okay? This is especially Michigan State fans. My wife, the blue wall. It's all, the media is all for Michigan. It's against Michigan State. Blue wall. You know what that was? That was orange wall right there.
That was
orange wall from you, Porth.
Congratulations.
I can't believe I put that.
It's like we were spending a segment talking about two-star recruits. They landed.
You know who was really problematic with headlines, by the way?
Huh.
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, he is.
We once had the headline, Colon contains tigers. Also, Colon has solid outing. Seriously, these were both headlines that we wrote at the Lansing State Journal.
Well, I don't know how you come back from that, right? Forth is gone. And if you don't think that's funny, go look up how you spell Bartolo Colon's name. And then you will absolutely understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, Dracar Noir Cologne.
There's no G in this
cologne. My favorite of the 90s.
Yes. All right, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Red Wings tonight. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant on the show, Logan. Logan, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Logan, hope you're doing well. The Predators taking on the Red Wings tonight in the game. Who is your pick to click for the Predators tonight against the Red Wings?
I'm going with Roman Josi. That night he had a few posts, and the way he was moving through the defense tonight, it's going to happen.
That's a pretty solid call. Roman Josi about scored 7 goals the other night. Thanks for the call, Logan. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thank y'all.
So Roman Josi, the first one selected off the board here in the competition, going with the captain. He had a great game the other night against the Red Wings. And you know what that does, Joe? That leaves somebody open for me in the first pick today. I'm going with Elli Tolvanen.
Give
me Elli Tolvanen in this competition. I'm taking him. He did not score in the last game. He will score tonight.
And the caller took him last game, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I hope he scores.
The caller had the coin flip strategy of Granlund and Tolvanen. Coin flip, let him down.
I hope he scores for your sake.
Thank you. Because
the problem with picking that, you know, like the high-scoring rookie is you don't want to be blamed if things go the wrong way.
That is correct.
But you got to do it.
Joe Rexroad, the second selection in today's draft. Who are you going with in today's edition of Preds Pick to Click?
Hey, listen, I'm not changing.
All right. I was wondering if you would.
The croaker all the way, baby.
That's right.
Get after your former team. Remember that they gave up on you, Callie. Remember that.
That's right.
Let it burn within you. Callie Yarncroak.
Jadeveon Rexroak strikes again.
Indeed.
Callie Yarncroak selected. How many times in a row do you think you've taken Yarncroak? I mean, we're getting to 4 or 5 at least, right?
Is that right? Like,
probably.
Yeah.
I have to go back and check the tape. I mean, you're definitely checking him the most. I don't think there's any question about that.
Hey, this team doesn't lose when he scores multiple goals.
That's right. You're exactly right about that. So, Logan going with Roman Josi. I have selected Elli Tolvanen. And Joe Rexroad with Callie Yarncroak. Ryan Porth, your selection today after copious amounts of research in Preds Pick to Click. Going for 2 wins in a row would be who?
I didn't do any research for this one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do here. You know, John Hines said earlier that Victor Arvidsson, it looks like he's going to be back in the lineup.
That is correct.
He also said earlier that Luke Kunin, that there's a good possibility that he is in the lineup as well after that gruesome ear injury that he suffered Tuesday night. Luke Kunin has scored in back-to-back games, so he is a viable option here.
There's some stall tactics going on here.
I mean, you watch the team. Come on. You know, pick a player.
Ryan Johansson, you know,
he's going Vrabel on us listing the depth chart.
Yeah. Ryan Johansson scored the big goal the other night in the shootout. That translates to, you know, something in regulation. Rocco Grimaldi scored 4 goals against the Wings, you know, just a couple weeks ago. Still don't know who I'm going to go with.
If this was pick to click on annoying goals that are borderline illegal, then you should definitely take Ryan Johansson.
This is a 2-star selection on your part here. This is not going well.
You're not having.
I promise you not said that because now he's going to be useless.
You're not having a very solid outing here, Porth.
You're not. You really got to be better here. We demand excellence on this part of the competition.
Man.
This has got to be the longest it's ever taken for somebody to select a player.
This is the pick-to-click equivalent of Ryan Johansson's shootout approach.
You're not making this any better.
Just stand there for a minute. Stand there.
In honor of that.
Go score 5 goals.
We're going with Ryan Johansson.
There you go. After all that, Ryan Johansson off the board.
Nice.
From Ryan Porth.
By the way, so I know, like, Kara Hammer is the nickname champion in town, right?
Correct.
So what was the decision on this ridiculous Johansson shot?
I think they're coming up with that tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
we don't have a call. There's a lot of momentum for Slow Hansen.
Yeah.
I am very much opposed to it.
Why?
I just think they're better options.
What about Ryjo Slow-Mo?
I'd rather have Slow Hansen.
Oh, someone had a really good one yesterday, I thought.
By the way,
on the show, and I've forgotten it.
To make sure that I trademarked the Rijo slow-mo, because I tweeted that the other night, and then some others tried tweeting it after, and they are getting the credit.
Okay.
I want the credit for that one.
Very good. Who's trying to take credit?
I forget who, but I saw a few tweets. I'm like,
we can publicly shame them.
What the hell?
Rijo slow-mo. I don't really like that anyway. Sorry. It's okay.
What about the Slow-Jo?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's kind of like Flo-Jo.
Flo-Jo.
That's not bad. Someone had, someone on their show yesterday came up with one that was really funny, and I've forgotten it.
I figured it out.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some good options. Yeah, I think Slow-Jo might be the way.
I think so, too.
But now, we'll see if he, remember, it has to be an actual goal, not kiddie time. You know, on the ice.
Go score 5 goals.
Right. Maybe we'll score 5 goals tonight.
Wouldn't that be something?
Against the Red Wings. That has been today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Logan selecting Roman Josi, going with the captain. Robbie Stanley selecting Ellie Tolvanen. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Going for two in this competition. Joe Rexrode selecting Callie Yarncroke, as he does every time. And Ryan Porth selecting Ryan Johansson after minutes and minutes of deliberation here on the show. Good luck. Joe Rexrode,
you see
is
my...
it 6? Nah,
oh, sorry. Know. Yep, 6-6-2-1, right?
That's correct. Listeners at 6, Rexrode at 6, Porth at 2, Robbie Stanley at 1.
Explain this one to me. So Nate, our friend Nate, who tweets us, who loves to rip Jared on Twitter too, so I'm a big fan of that. In the South, it should be Ryan Jamalassison. Oh, okay, Molasses. Ryan Jamalassison.
That's too much effort.
No, absolutely not.
Because I stumbled over it when I read it. I like the idea. It just doesn't quite hit.
No.
I think Nate yesterday also had the Ryan Snail Hansen part of this too.
Snail Hansen?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Slow Hansen.
Thank you, Porth.
Slow Joe, I think, sounds the
Slow
best.
Joe, it
has a, it, you know, rolls off the tongue. Kind of like 2-star recruits.
It's fast. Yeah. Yeah. The faster, the better. You know, if you can have a snappy, quick nickname, I think those are better.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jason in Clarksville text in. They need to play Slow Hand by Conway Twitty whenever Johansson scores in the shootout.
Slow Hand by Conway. See, I know Slow Hand by Eric Clapton.
You know this song? I'm going to say that Conway Twitty was before.
So, I don't know. Is that actually a remake of a Conway Twitty song?
It could be. I need to see who's the original. But yes, I know what song.
There's also the Pointer
to.
Sisters' Slow Hand. Now I'm so confused. I need to look
this
up
is just
the origins.
Throwing you for a loop. Hey, we'll have to find out. Maybe there's another shootout opportunity tonight for Johansson to get it figured out. By the way, Johansson talked to the media yesterday. Said he's going to continue to do it until they tell him that he can't. So he's not listening to you. He's going to continue doing this move.
I mean, I've watched that a few times. That was close. I mean, that was close.
Not really.
He kept going forward. Puck kept moving forward. The only thing that matters.
But, I mean, it was like, ding. I mean, it was coming to a stop.
It was like, what?
Ding, ding, ding. It was coming to a stop.
When we come back, we'll get back into the Tennessee Titans here on the show. Some interesting comments made yesterday by a former Titans coordinator regarding Dean Pease. We'll talk about that coming up next. But right now, speaking of the Nashville Predators, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to give away a hockey home-gating party. It's time to text the word GAME to 615-737-1025. That's GAME to 615-737-1025. Now to enter for a chance to win a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter. And you can do that now at our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rexrode, live from the Wholesale Inc. studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save